What if the biggest obstacle to your dream career isn't lack of talent, connections, or even luck, but the story you've been telling yourself? Most of us carry invisible scripts that whisper, we're not quite ready, not quite smart enough, not quite deserving. These narratives feel protective, keeping us safely cocooned from failure. Yet they also keep us from ever trying. Behavioral science reveals a startling truth. 80% of what holds us back comes from our own biases, not external barriers. The workplace may be unfair, technology may disrupt industries, and luck certainly matters. But most of us never reach our potential because we've convinced ourselves the journey isn't worth starting. What changes everything isn't a dramatic overhaul or waiting for perfect conditions. It's committing to small, consistent actions over years, 2, 5, even 10, that create disproportionately large results. This isn't about overnight transformation. It's about sustainable change that respects your life while fundamentally reshaping your future. A woman with severe needle phobia once refused diabetes treatment, claiming life would be zero quality with injections. Today, she administers insulin 5 times daily in public without hesitation. This transformation reveals how completely our narratives can change when necessary. Before pursuing ambitious goals, identify the mental barriers preventing you from visualizing success. We dismiss transformative ideas, podcasting, learning to fly, extensive travel, as pipe dreams. Self-limiting narratives protect us from failure. I'm too busy. I'm not smart enough. I don't take risks. These narratives persist through confirmation bias. We favor information confirming existing beliefs while discounting contradictory evidence. Invited to speak publicly, you'll fixate on knowledge gaps rather than the expertise that earned the invitation. Changing narratives requires focusing on process over outcome. Each time you engage your chosen process, preparing weekly healthy meals, limiting email to specific hours, you write a new line in your narrative. These accumulated actions eventually create an entirely new character in your story. When developing your big thinking goal, focus on activities that fill you with passion. When you're doing what you love, effort costs nearly nothing, and your chances of delivering something special increase dramatically. Visualize your future workday. Will you coach others, make decisions, write, or provide care? Deciding to become something requires identifying what's stopping you and what new skills you need to be taken seriously. Make these future skills salient by writing them on post-its where you'll see them regularly. Look for opportunities right where you are. Explore internal training, request specific courses, build relationships with people already doing what interests you. Meeting people outside your normal circles accelerates progress exponentially. You need to become known for particular skills. No one else will do this job for you. Decades of research confirms that larger social networks create better career opportunities. Commit to expanding your external network at least monthly, attending events related to your future activities. This isn't networking for networking's sake. It's strategically building relationships with people who can offer guidance, opportunities, and inspiration as you transform into your future self. Time is our most precious resource. Finding time for priorities means shifting from not-so-useful activities to those serving your goals. Track 15-minute intervals over 7 days to identify time sinkers, activities wasting time that can be reduced or eliminated. We naturally prioritize immediate gratification over long-term benefits. To overcome this, provide immediate rewards for productive behavior, like new stationery, while creating immediate costs for procrastination. Flow occurs when you become fully immersed in challenging learning, a mental state bringing great joy. This requires distraction-free zones and typically 90 minutes of focused work. Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000-hour rule emphasizes that expertise requires practice done the right way, with flow. Make continuous learning non-negotiable. Read during breakfast, listen to podcasts during commutes. Dedicate 80% of learning time to developing key expertise, with 20% exploring other interests. Weekly audits ensure you're moving toward your future self. If overwhelmed, commit to just 90 minutes weekly, modest enough to fit any schedule, yet substantial enough to find flow. Cognitive biases derail big thinking goals. Similarity bias surrounds us with like-minded people, reinforcing confirmation bias. While similar people challenge you, they do so in the same ways. The fastest growth comes from feedback by people with diverse backgrounds. Risk aversion, loss aversion, and low confidence create a dangerous combination. To restock the odds, focus on positive probability of success. Concentrate on decision-making process over outcomes. Remember, anticipated failure feels worse than actual failure, and recognize continued exposure makes losses less painful. Anchoring affects salary negotiations. Current pay becomes the reference point for worth. This anchor prevents people from leaving hated jobs because they won't accept less money, despite long-term benefits. Many avoid asking for help due to fear of vulnerability. Others suffer from curse of knowledge, assuming bosses recognize contributions, or tiara syndrome, expecting automatic rewards for hard work. Highlight your progress and identify mutually beneficial opportunities. Unconscious bias impacts career opportunities. CVs with white-sounding names receive 50% more callbacks than African-American names. When judged on attributes unrelated to abilities, remember, not fitting stereotypical molds gives you competitive advantage. Your different perspective provides unique value. Our surroundings profoundly shape behavior and performance, often unconsciously. Interruptions steal our most precious resource, time. Even brief disruptions derail concentration, causing mistakes and requiring extra effort to refocus. Remove email and social media apps from your phone, turn off alerts, and check email only at strategic times. Good airflow links to better workplace performance, while poor ventilation causes absenteeism. Plants improve attention and productivity while reducing stress. Natural light enhances mood and energy. Most people find flow easier between 16 to 24C. A designated workspace builds productive habits. Repeated use creates automatic associations that help you settle into tasks faster. Resilience means rolling with everyday punches, not just major crises. High resilience people view job rejections as learning opportunities. Combat loss aversion by celebrating small wins daily. Practicing gratitude builds resilience. Writing about grateful experiences reduces anxiety and increases life satisfaction. 7 hours of sleep provides energy to engage with colleagues and find flow. People seek workplace change for many reasons: happiness, autonomy, fulfillment, money, or better conditions. Approach this as a medium-term journey that minimizes upheaval. Create a well-defined goal, a 3-year career transition, or 18-month timeline to launch a practice. Identify small, regular steps toward this goal. Through consistent progress, you'll replace negative narratives and build confidence. Combat time wasters using behavioral science, time blocking, the 2-minute rule, or batching activities. Others' biases, unconscious discrimination, outdated assumptions, resistance to change can hinder progress. Use insights to circumvent obstacles, find alternative routes, build strong allies, or strategically time career moves. Your environment profoundly affects performance and perseverance. Remember, others are striving too, facing their own doubts. Offer kind greetings, helping hands, patience, and respect. Mentor junior colleagues, share resources, provide encouragement. Creating positive connections builds a supportive network for your journey. The path to extraordinary success isn't paved with grand gestures. It's built from small, intentional steps taken consistently over time. Your future self is waiting. Begin today.